855, you can take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. On the site, you'll find that you get to actually control the content. So you submit stuff to it and then vote on what items are there, vote the stuff up that you like, vote down what you dislike, or just vote positively. You can go to freetalklive.com and get interactive with our other listeners, and then based on what you submit and what you vote on, we'll kind of figure out what's important to you. So again, freetalklive.com. The we tonight is Ian,
Allie,
and Julia.
We've been talking about female sexuality. The story is over at alternet.org, and it's pretty interesting. It's called The Truth About Female Desire. It's Base, Animalistic, and Ravenous. And the book is What Do Women Want? Adventures in the Science of Female Desire by journalist Daniel Bergner. He has collected together a whole bunch of scientific studies and such that reveal that maybe female sexuality isn't quite what it's been made out to be culturally, popular culturally. Let me get back to the story here and we can delve in further as necessary. So back to women for a second. A quick example, what we're talking about here is women, at least in this section, is women initiating sexual encounters. They gave an example of a female, was it a chimp? Female monkey. Female monkey, several female monkeys that were actually stalking males, chasing them, and in the terms of the article, all but forcing them to have sex. So back to women.
Well, I wonder how that, what that, what qualifies as initiation in our lives, because we know sex can be very complicated. Like, if I go to a bar and say, hey, you want to buy me a drink from some guy if I use a sexy voice, is that an initiation of a sexual interaction?
No, I wouldn't say that that's a sexual interaction.
I mean, I'm definitely not consenting to sex at that point, but no. Am I initiating it?
No, that's not a, I wouldn't call that at all in anywhere close to sexual interaction. I mean, that's, you're dancing around the idea of maybe having sex at some point in the future, maybe that night, maybe several nights later, maybe weeks later, who knows?
Right, but at least I am making it seem as if, you would not be surprised if the guy, if this is your friend, you said, hey, that chick just asked me to buy her a drink, you would think the guy might have sex with a girl. It's more likely now, knowing that she asked him to buy her a drink.
I think that's a fair thing to say, that certainly a woman initiating a contact in any way, shape, or form is a solid indicator that, you know, you would be willing to have sex with that person, right?
Wait, because, in any way, shape, or form?
Well, I mean, would you be likely to go up to someone in a social circumstance, a male, and buy them a drink if you hadn't already sized them up for sex? Be honest.
I just think it's sized them up for sex. That's funny.
Well, be honest. Isn't it true? I mean, you know, the first moment that you meet somebody, you would make that decision, would you not? Like, whether or not you would have sex with them?
I don't know about that.
I think it happens
because,
without having to think about it too hard.
Right. I think that you could assess somebody's physical attraction as far as, like, I would have sex with you just based on physical attraction.
Not that you're going
to. But I think a lot of it comes later as you get to know people. Mm-hmm. For me, that's what it is. I don't have sex with people I've just met.
And no, that's not what I'm suggesting. What I'm suggesting is you probably wouldn't approach, in Allie's circumstance, if you're in this bar situation, you probably would not approach someone you did not find physically attractive and offer to buy them a drink. Unless you were...
Because that would seem like you're giving mixed signals, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would be...
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying you want to take them in the back room and do them right there.
No, I do not want to.
So I'm just saying you make that decision before that encounter happens.
Yes.
But is it a sexual thing? No, I wouldn't say that's sexual initiation. That's just initiating a conversation at that point.
But, like, so, because humans communicate in different ways than animals, like, I wonder what you would consider an initiation. Because I could see it more likely that, you know, if that counts as initiation, I could even, you know, I would believe that, like, women initiate sex more often than males, and that women ask for sex more often than males, possibly. Like, I don't have any reason to think that it's weighted one way over another, but
I think as Julia said, it depends on the individuals in that case. It's been my experience with my relationships that the women have been initiators in a lot of cases, or in some cases will act like they're not initiating things, but in reality actually are. So there's like interesting things that go on. So back to women for a second, to alternate.org. A quick example, if we can get a little graphic for a moment about understanding the size and reach of the clitoris. And by the way, let's go back real quick, Allie, to the discussion we were having about how this kind of somewhat recent, or at least to me, and in a bigger news, I guess, this recent revelation that the clitoris is more than just a little nub, that it's actually, you know, something that wraps around the vaginal wall, correct?
Yes.
Now, I described it as, what did I say, like spiraling around it? No, that wasn't what it was. You pulled up a picture of it, and can you describe, you know, clinically how this is set up?
Not clinically, but... So it just sort of looks like a wishbone that wraps around, and it looks like thicker, the legs or whatever that wrap around are thicker. They almost look like muscular or something, and they just wrap all the way around the vaginal wall.
And it's nearer toward the front.
Towards the opening.
It's not around the entire wall of the vagina.
Right.
It's around just the frontal area.
Sure.
And that's what wasn't realized for a long time. You said actually it was, according to one story, forgotten. Discovered many hundreds of years ago and then forgotten or something like that.
Yeah, like they made it sound like some med student found it in an autopsy and they were like, "Whoa, we didn't know the clitoris was this big. Let's put this under wraps."
So it wasn't until very recently that there was any acknowledgement of extensions right underneath the surface of the skin, very rich in nerves, very primed for pleasure, reachable there through the vaginal walls, that rival the size of the penis, probably are greater than the size of the penis. One of the scientists who was really influential in calling attention to this size put it this way. The reason we've ignored this is because we've managed to convince ourselves that one gender is all about reproduction and the other is all about sex. That is, that women are all about reproduction and men are all about sex. Again, it's been a complete distortion of reality. So suggesting that the nerve endings, the pleasure centers, this the clitoris extending beyond what was previously believed or understood, is indicator that women are as primed for sex as men, if not more so, because they're saying it's bigger than the penis.
So I want to make a distinction that exists in my mind between saying that women do not like sex as much as men, and I think that is false. But I think it's possible that women in general experience sex in a different way than men experience sex. Obviously,
is one of the big ones,
different organs and everything. Obviously, that's different. But the way our attitudes towards sex might not just be about, like, do you like sex? No, you don't like sex as much. The men seem to really like sex. It's not like how much do you like it, but in what way do you like it?
Well, right now,
might both like Julia, but I might like her in one way, and then you might like her for other reasons. So it's not like we both like Julia. Who likes Julia more? We can both like Julia equally.
Well, plus, what if your experience with sex has been bad? You know, maybe you don't want sex because you've been with awful partners who haven't been interested in you. There certainly is a possibility that somebody would have had sex maybe as a teenager or whatever, as a young person.
Or even just not being compatible, right? Like
physically,
physically or mentally. I mean, sex is all in the brain, right? And if people don't want the same things, it's not necessarily that they don't care about you. It's just that you don't work together.
That's true, but there are certainly people who are, notorious for just wanting to get themselves off as opposed to looking after the desires of their partner. And if you're with somebody who's self-absorbed about their sexuality, that it's all about them, then I think that's going to lead to some real bad times sexually. And then if that's all somebody knows, if that's been their whole experience is bad sexual partners, then maybe they would have a disinclination to be interested in sex at that point.
Well, what if you're with someone and you're interested in pleasing them, but then, like, you don't like the same things, like doing what they, pleasing them
but
is not pleasurable to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if I was with a guy that really liked to be spanked, but spanking a guy to me was like a total turnoff?
Mm-hmm.
Then we're not compatible.
Right. And hopefully you figure that out before you make it to the bedroom.
Maybe. Sometimes people like to surprise each other.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. you can take control. More about female sexuality and your experiences certainly are welcome. How were you raised? How were your early experiences, you know, help you develop, you know, into the person that you are today? And, you know, is there anything to this this claim? I think there is certainly that female sexuality is as sexy as men's.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the the airwaves here toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Julia.
And want to let you know about Quantum Vibe. It is a sci-fi webcomic following the life of a young woman from a voluntarist space city 500 years in the future as she travels among the various settled, increasingly statist worlds in the solar system. Her name? Nicole. And she encounters both the extreme hazards of space and human treachery as she assists a mad scientist with a vision that will help humanity across, or rather access, a vast new frontier and finally leave oppressive corporate states behind. Or so they hope. And now you can get the first 400 strips of this popular epic story, which you could read for free online at quantumvibe.com. You can get the 400 first strips by Scott Beezer in their trade paperback volume, Quantum Vibe, Volume 1, Nicole. It's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and direct from BigHeadPress.com. Now, the list price is $14.95, but the last time I was on Amazon, they had it for about $11. And free Super Saver shipping, it qualifies for that as well. So if you do your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com, you can go to Amazon through our links there. Get Quantum Vibe, Volume 1. Get a great sci-fi graphic novel, comic book, and help Free Talk Live, and you'll also, of course, be sending money to the folks over at Big Head Press who made the comic. And so if you're coming to Freedom Fest, by the way, you'll get to meet Scott Beezer. He is going to be there at their Big Head Press booth in the exhibit hall, so make sure you stop by and say hello to him. Tell him you heard about Quantum Vibe on Free Talk Live. So again, that's bigheadpress.com, quantumvibe.com, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've been talking about female sexuality, and there's a really detailed article over at alternet.org talking about women and how there are these myths in society that are very pervasive, at least in this society, in this Western United States society, that females are not sexual initiators, that females are primed only for monogamy, and that they're not even built to have the same drive for sex as males. And they're saying here that the science shows the reverse of all those beliefs. So we'll continue. They're interviewing an author here of a book all about the topic called What Do Women Want? Adventures in the Science of Female Desire. So another question for that author is, at one point in the book, researcher Marta Miana shows you a pair of joke control panels, one with an on-off switch, the other with tons of knobs, and these were meant to represent male and female desire. Is female sexuality really
Is the woman the one with tons of knobs?
That's the suggestion. Is female sexuality really that much more complicated than male sexuality? The answer? I'm glad you framed it that way, because sometimes I think back to that moment and wonder if the answer isn't no. It's not that much more complicated. Biologically, innately, I think it's important to make that distinction because the force of culture can create all kinds of complications. Of course, it does for all of us, men and women. But I do wonder whether that metaphor has much more to do with the force of culture and if fundamentally female desire might be quite straightforward. Then again, and there's always a then again, probably because I spend so much time thinking about this, but also because we're human beings and there are a lot of then agains, I think that most of the researchers I spent time with would caution against that's sort of the direction of the question that you just asked in the direction of what I just said and say, well, wait, there might be an element of truth in sort of seeing the straightforwardness underneath it all, but there's also a tremendous subjective quality to the way that we live and experience things.
So I was going to say, I mean, straightforward, I don't think, you know, like, I don't think men's sexual desire is straightforward. I don't think it is for women either. I think it's all very, like, complex and should, you know, it should be explored and studied and everything. But I think for someone to study and say it's pretty straightforward is maybe they are trying to confirm their own biases is what I would say.
And apparently there's been a lot of that going on in science. I mean, that's generally the thrust of this article, is that over all these decades, science has ignored things that were pretty obvious in their face about female sexuality. And that's because they were confirming the biases they already held.
Sure, I think so.
Some of the evidence suggesting that female sexuality is stronger than is typically suggested is based on plethysmograph. This is a tool that is used to measure vaginal blood flow and lubrication. Did you know they had a tool for that?
Did not.
Studies showing that women become physically aroused to a much wider array of visual stimuli than men.
I read that actually kind of recently. I read some sort of study they did where they had men and women looking at of porn, essentially, and they were looking at the parts of the brain that respond to visual stimuli, and they said that the women responded more to visual stimuli than men as far as what goes on in the brain.
Well, isn't that, that's again another contradiction.
That is definitely something that is a contradiction.
Right, a big contradiction to what is commonly believed about women and men. Is that, oh yeah, men, they have to have visual stimulation, but now they're saying that in this case, females are as visually stimulated, if not more so.
Doesn't surprise me. But it does surprise me that it seems like, and I've talked to other women about this too, that porn seems like it is not, you know, I think when a lot of women look online at porn, I don't know, I can't speak for all women, but it seems to be geared for...
Made for males?
Made for males.
I don't know.
Five males, four males?
Yes. If it's just, you know, a male and a woman having sex, I don't know how you can say, well, obviously this was screened for men. Or this
there are clear themes that make it obvious.
Domination,
that it's
for sure.
Right. But lots of women could really be, you know, that, you could have a domination film that was designed for women, but I think that it's just that it looks gross. And women do not like, I think that maybe that's like a bigger thing for women is they don't want to see anything that looks gross or hairy. Like, I just don't think, it just seems like that could be better catered for women, and they just don't go to the effort.
Now, I've heard that this exists. I think you're right for the
female
majority.
Female-friendly is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And
have you seen this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
And it just tends to be a little slower. So one of the things that I've noticed, main differences in porn that is made for women and porn that is made for men. So with the porn that is made for men, and I'm going to try to say this as clinically as I possibly
can. Right, for radio, yeah.
It will cut, like, right to, like, so it won't show everything that kind of leads up to it. So, like, it cuts.
Like foreplay?
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, like, maybe they'll kiss for a minute, and then it cuts to the next scene where the
pants are already off,
into the action.
Yeah.
And with the women porn, you see everything that leads up to it, and that is something that I personally like, right? Like, just that the progression is, and that's the main difference that I've noticed about porn made for men and porn made for women.
So apparently, Allie, you haven't seen any of this stuff.
I mean,
we'll have to watch some later.
Yeah. No, actually,
you guys are roommates.
I used to have a friend who would host porn and cookies parties.
For real?
Yes. And so the idea was, and like it was weird because a lot of them were lesbians, so I didn't feel it. But we watched like gay men porn. Like we wouldn't usually watch something where we'd all get like turned on. It would be something that was intentionally supposed
something
to be
you could have a little fun with.
Something you could just watch and laugh at, and it's not meant to turn you on. But yeah, it would be fun to be like able to have this environment where whatever is happening on the screen was way more lewd than whatever sex talk was going on, because you know it just none of us were into it, and it was sort of. It's fun to look at something that you might not like, but you know that
somebody
there's someone
does.
Who gets off on that, and it just shows you that you're an individual.
How many of those parties did you go to?
We had them every week for like a couple months.
855-450-FREE.
It's a
blast.
That's
the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can tell your story. You're welcome to chime in here on the nature of female sexuality, the truth about it. 855-450-FREE. You can take control as well. You can also bring up anything that you want. You don't have to stay on topic. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ally C and Ally Band from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Ally C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Ally Band has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to ally-c.com, spelled ally-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Ally C and Ally Band from Affinity Health Products at ally-c.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Be prepared. Stock up now. Save up to 25% on Mountain House Foods only at CampingSurvival.com. This week only, save up to 25% on the number one brand of freeze-dried foods, Mountain House. All fresh, new product, and the lowest prices ever in the history of Mountain House Foods. But hurry, sale price is good only from July 1st through July 7th at CampingSurvival.com. Call now, 800-537-1339, or go to CampingSurvival.com. Since 1956, CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of your toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about sexy things, specifically female sexuality, and many of the myths that have surrounded it have been pervasive in this culture for as long as I've been alive and beyond. But first, I want to tell you more about blockchain.info. You've heard about it if you've been a listener to the show for a while. That's because it's a really useful website, and it hasn't disappeared like some Bitcoin websites. You know, the Bitcoin is kind of the new frontier for finances, because it actually disconnects the banks, it disconnects the governments of the world from money, and puts you directly in connection with others and their bitcoins. You can send bitcoins to anybody, anywhere in the world that has an internet connection in moments. Bitcoin's an amazing technology, and actually the price has come down quite a bit recently. Whether it's a good time to buy or not is another question. Somebody I know online purchased a bunch of them at 70, and now it's in the 60s. So you never know what's going to happen to the price of Bitcoin, but if you want to get some of these things, and I would recommend it, you can go to blockchain.info and get yourself an online wallet. That way you don't have to deal with the hassle of having to install the Bitcoin client on your computer and have to wait for it for like a day or 2 days to sync up with the Bitcoin network. The blockchain.info wallet is encrypted, so therefore not even blockchain or the FBI or NSA has access to your money. And The blockchain wallet even has special tools that will make it easier for you to send or receive your Bitcoins anonymously, as well as a variety of other features that are all free. Blockchain.info. You can get your free Bitcoin wallet today there and get started with Bitcoin. Blockchain.info. Ali and Julia joining me here tonight for the Ladies Night edition of Free Talk Live as we are discussing, I think, a very important topic, female sexuality, and the idea that female sexuality has been repressed in this culture and to some extent other places around the world.
But I think it's much more in America. America is known for its sexual repression in general.
Across the board, yeah,
is
sure.
You think it's like more in America than,
yes.
What are we comparing it to?
Yes. So other civilized countries. So when you're talking about statistics regarding teen pregnancies, America is number one. Now, the number one in teen pregnancy, like, rates, mm-hmm. in of all the civilized countries in the world. You are, wow, 10 times more likely to get pregnant in the United States than you are in Switzerland.
And that's through ignorance, through people,
right,
just not knowing about sexuality.
That seems to be the clear thing that really makes a big difference. If you look at the countries where they have really low teen pregnancy rates, they just have a much more comfortable atmosphere. Yeah, and I was actually watching a documentary once that was really interesting. It was just talking about sexuality in different parts of the world, and they were in Switzerland, and they were talking to people on the street about sex, and they asked, you know, they were asking, like, a bunch of kids, like 17-year-old kids, do you have a condom on you? And they all had condoms in their wallet, and they were asking males and females, like, how do you feel if you meet somebody and they have a condom in their wallet? And both males and females would be like, I would not want it. Like, if I met somebody and they didn't have a condom in their wallet, I would not, the date would be over. And if you asked people in America, they were like, well, obviously she's a slut. You know,
right.
And so the attitudes are just completely different. There were parents over there that were talking about their kids having sex, and they, you know, they said that they would invite them over. They would say, you know, if I don't let them have sex here, they're going to have sex in a car somewhere, and I don't want that. So,
yeah,
you know, they would say to their parents or to their kids, you know, I would rather you do it here, and the kids would say, hey, you know, Susie, who you've met a few times, she's been over for dinner. Susie, I'd like her to stay the night. Is that okay? And Susie,
yeah,
would stay the night, and the parents would be totally cool with
that,
what was going,
like, unheard
on,
of
which
here
would never,
yeah,
happen in my house as a teenager.
I couldn't even date. I couldn't even go on a date as a teenager.
Wow. I knew kids like that who weren't allowed to date until they were some arbitrary age. But then I also know, and sad, I know, like, a lot of kids, or I guess they're adults now, who tell me, like, their first time when they lost their virginity was like some situation, like you're saying, in the back of someone's
mine
car.
Mine was horrible.
With someone they didn't like, and
yep,
usually they're drunk.
That was mine. Not, I wasn't drunk, but it was horrible. It was,
I've known
car,
lots of people like that.
And it was awful. And it was like something that I was, like, talked into, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I consented, so it wouldn't be fair to call it rape or anything like that. I consented, but it's not something I really wanted to do. It's just something I was talked into, and the reason I was talked into it was just because, you know, I wasn't confident enough, I guess, as a teenage. Sex is weird if you're a teenage girl. Sex is weird when you're a teenage girl.
So the story here over at alternet.org, which I posted, by the way, to our Google Plus and Facebook and Twitter, so you can grab it there. But let's get back to the science. Plethysmograph. This is a tool used to measure vaginal blood flow and lubrication, studies showing that women become physically aroused to a much wider array of visual stimuli than men, even as they subjectively report a much smaller range of arousal. But what of the hypothesis presented by researcher Meredith Chivers that vaginal lubrication might not be a reliable measure of female desire, that it is a separate system, an evolutionary adaptation meant to protect females from sexual violence and bodily harm? If this proved to be true, what would it mean for all these plethysmograph studies? So the author of this book here that is being referenced says, now you're at the most complicated part of this whole field, I think, so let me pause and try to be coherent. Okay, so if that were true, underline if that were true, that is, if there are really two separate sexual systems, one represented by these physical responses, and the other represented by the very subjective sense of desiring, then these plethysmograph discoveries would be less relevant to understanding desire. But I think that both Meredith and I have started to wrestle with a simpler interpretation, that the physical responses registered in the plethysmography really might well be a measure of being turned on, being in a state of desire. So with the range of things that she's exposed women to in the lab, that would be straight women watching two women together, two men together, men and women, and of course, famously, two monkeys having sex. both straight and gay women have consistently responded very powerfully and immediately, physically, to all of these kinds of images.
Monkeys having sex? Ew.
Apparently. And I think in Meredith's mind, that really does represent something about desire. Now, on the subject of rape and sexual assault, and the fact that also in the lab, women are responding generally to scenarios of sexual assault, here's where we get into a really tricky space. So I hope you have space for this when we're talking about desire. No one, no one, no one, not Meredith, not Marta Mina, and not me, is in any way retracting no means no. That's number one. Number two is there are different levels of desire and fantasy. Let me break down for just a moment here. I don't know. Was it you, Julia, that said that there's this thing amongst women about rape fantasies in the past?
I've talked about that.
That was you. Okay.
Yeah.
So what? Can you recap?
So
what you would basically
I don't remember what we were talking about when we were discussing it.
Because I found it shocking.
It. But yeah, that like it's pretty common for one thing. I think that women, if there are any women listening to this. And men, I don't see why it'd be indifferent for men, that having a fantasy is different from wanting that to happen. They're separate. These are like separate things. The mind is very complex. And you can have a fantasy about something and never actually want it to happen. And it may even feel like something that you think you want to happen. But then you realize, like, in that situation, that would be, like, scary or that might be intimidating. Or like, I might dream of, in my fantasy, I might have sex with some movie star, but then I know that if I was actually in the midst of the movie star, I would be like too freaked out. You know, I wouldn't be comfortable.
So I never really got that, right? Like when I heard that, I never really understood that, and it just didn't make any sense. They're about to throw a possible explanation out here for why someone would have a fantasy like that. I've never had any kind of fantasy.
A lot of women have like, well, the same book I was talking about to explain the clitoris and the forgotten information about the internal clitoris. They talk about how, like, having a lot of women have rape fantasies and they feel like they can't discuss it and that they want secretly, subconsciously to be raped because they have fantasies about it.
Now, I wonder, though, if these are rape fantasies about, like, somebody that they know or like, you know what I mean? Or rape fantasies by a stranger. Like,
that's a good question.
Because, like, let's say I work with somebody and in the office, right? And it's, you know, he's cute. He sits over there. I've never talked to him or whatever. Maybe, and this is not the case, but maybe, just want to preface it, I could see somebody being like, I'd really like that guy to hold me down and just, you know, have sex with me. Whereas having a stranger break into my house and tie me up would be not a fantasy of mine.
Yeah, let's come back to this, because they're going to put forth a potential explanation as to why apparently rape fantasies are so common with women. And I couldn't understand this. I've never had any sort of desire for that. I think that's weird. But why is it common? We'll find out here in a moment. It's 855-450 for at least their explanation of it. It's Free Talk Live.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now do something. Grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new, and more. Plus, for doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles, $29. Martin acoustic guitar strings, 5 sets for $20. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry. Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
Hey folks, with summer vacation planning in full swing, have you thought about travel insurance? Our loyal sponsor, Travel Guard, offers valuable coverage that travels with you and your family. Travel Guard's available 24/7 with several plans to choose from. Covering medical emergencies and evacuations, travel delays and trip cancellations, lost luggage and more, Travel Guard's your lifeline away from home. Visit TravelGuard.com or RudyMaxa.com.
Coverage limited by the terms and condition of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union and Fire Insurance Company in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Non-insurance services provided by Travel Guard Group Incorporated.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines and radiation or the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins,
taken up to loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight in studio, Ian here.
And Julia.
And you can get more of Julia, by the way, on her radio show, which is Puke and the Gang. PukeandTheGang.com is the website. You took a week off while you were in Spain.
2 weeks
off. And so you're back on the show now?
Yes.
And you guys are coming up on your 100th show, correct?
Yeah.
That's huge.
I know. And
two whole years.
I joined before 50.
So you've been there for just about half,
Yeah, which is pretty crazy because I feel like I just kind of started.
Yeah, how did they get you on the show in the first place?
You were a guest, right?
Andrew came over to get something from Chris, and he was like, hey, you want to be on the show? That's how he gets guests, right? He happens to see somebody, and I was on the show, and they were like, wow, you talk a lot. We always have trouble getting guests to talk, and I have a big mouth, and they were like, do you want to be a regular part of the show? And I was.
Yay.
And there you go.
Yeah.
PukeandTheGang.com. It's a weekly show that is nothing really like Free Talk Live. It is more of a fun comedy-based.
No, I actually had somebody in the chat once say that they were shocked at the words that came out of my mouth.
Oh, because you can talk dirty on
Right,
Puke
exactly.
And the Gang.
So, like,
she does a lot of dirty talk.
This is the edited me, right? So if you only heard me on Free Talk Live, Puke and the Gang is more how I am in real life.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. So the Free State Project, by the way, is the reason why the Puke and the Gang exists in the first place. Because had the Free State Project not existed, then the people who are on Puke and the Gang
would not have joined forces.
You never would have known one another. So freestateproject.org brings liberty-minded people to New Hampshire. New Hampshire was chosen out of 10 possible candidate states for what is expected to be 20,000 people. We've got over 14,000 so far. But to have 20,000 liberty-minded people come to the same place, over 1,100 are already here. We're closing in on 1,200. And these people are getting active. They're creating media like Puke and the Gang, like Free Talk Live, like, you know, the various TV shows and other things here. Also, they're doing politics, they're doing civil disobedience, street theater, and you can go to freestateproject.org to get signed up for this. If you love liberty, this is your chance. This is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime, is to get together with people who think like you do, and the more people who love liberty in the same geographic area, the more concentrated, the more likely activism that has previously been impossible will become possible, and that's what we're seeing happen here, even though we're still early on in this whole process. Again, only about 5% of the ultimate goal of 20,000 are here, so we've had incredible success with only about 5% of the movers. So go to freestateproject.org and you can join up, and who knows what you'll get involved in here, because there's so much to do. Again, freestateproject.org. We're talking about female sexuality, and they're going into an area that I've always found concerning. I've never understood this. It's come up for discussion before. Allie, you and I have apparently talked about this in the past. This idea that females have a relatively common fantasy about sexual assault in one form or another. And the article over at Alternet here about female desire is going to go into a possible explanation for this. And the first thing they do point out here is that this does not retract no means no, that there are different levels of fantasy, and that fantasy and sexual assault in one form or another are pretty common. But fantasies about that. But does that mean that any of us want to go out and be sexually assaulted? No, it doesn't. The realm of arousal and the realm of fantasy can tell us something about ourselves psychologically without indicating that we really want to experience that thing. Far from it. So the question is, since we're on the topic of rape fantasies, can we talk about why they are so common among women? And the author here, and by the way, the book that is being cited, talked about, is What Do Women Want? Adventures in the Science of Female Desire by journalist Daniel Berger. So back to the answer here. So why are they so common? He says, well, I want to be careful about this because, number one, I'm a man. You know, I've listened a lot at this point and asked a lot of relentless questions, but my answer is going to be inherently a fallible one. The force of culture puts some level of shame on women's sexuality, and a fantasy of sexual assault is a fantasy that allows for sex that is completely free of blame.
Hmm.
So that's one reason. Another, which one of the scientists, Miana, brings up, and I think is very compelling, is this idea that the feeling of being desired is a very powerful one, a very electrical one. And I think that at least at the fantasy level, that sense of being wanted and being wanted beyond the man's self-control is also really powerful. Your thoughts, ladies?
I think the second one makes more sense to me. I can agree that the feeling of being desired is a good feeling, even if it's somebody that you don't want. You know
sure.
what I mean? This is not sexual at all, but I was thinking, so when I went to Spain, I got hit on more than I ever have in my life for some reason in this week. The British people, they really liked me, and I got hit on more than my friend who gets hit on all the time, and I think she might have been a little bit jealous. I'm not sure.
So you
didn't say anything.
You know, so that might be confusing because people might not realize, why are there so many British people in Spain? But it was because party you're at.
Right. I went to Spain for a 7-day rave, and it's a British scene, so the British people all went to Spain. So it was 90% of British people were there. Yeah. But good point. But I got hit on more than I've ever gotten
only
hit on
by
my
Brits?
Life.
Only by Brits,
they were,
or like by just Europeans
all,
in general?
They were almost all British.
Okay.
And a lot of them had no teeth. You know what I mean? The British teeth thing was very real over there,
oh
right?
My.
A lot of them had no teeth, were very unattractive, and, you know, I would never even consider doing anything with. But to say that I didn't enjoy the attention was would be a lie, you know?
From a gay guy.
I think when women say things like, I'm just tired of men trying to get in my pants all the time, I see that as
a lie.
Yeah.
Men find me attractive. I get hit on a lot is what this female is trying to tell me. And I'm like, okay, yeah, it's probably because you're very hot. Good job. Or, I don't know what they want me to say, but.
So you said you thought the second reason was more apt,
Julia. I thought
that's
what the second reason was.
No. I'm just recapping. You said the second reason, which was that this feeling of being desired is very, very powerful, even if it's against one's will or whatever. But the first reason I thought was more interesting, because it's based on culture, right? So the idea being that what we've seen from this, you know, the science is that women are actually sexual creatures, and yes, they will initiate sex, and yes, you know, in a lot of cases they're more sexual than males. So a lot of myths have been busted here in this this piece, but that doesn't fix society, right? Like, us talking about this doesn't change
right.
the base understanding that people have about sex, or the misunderstandings that they have about their sexuality. So if indeed it's true that a woman has been repressed sexually by society, by her parents, by religion, you know, if she's repressed her sexuality and has been told that sex is bad and hasn't, you know, really come to grips with understanding that sex is a healthy thing to do, and as long as you're doing it safely, it's a good thing for people to have happen, and especially in relationships. But if someone is still living underneath this belief system that something about sexuality is bad,
or you're saying it's affecting their sexual desire.
Well, no, but what they're suggesting here is that the rape fantasies, the common factor, why rape fantasies are common, may be because in women who are sexually repressed, that it's their way of fantasizing about sex that they don't have to feel guilty about. In that, oh well, I didn't do it. You know, it's sex is bad. Is the message they've been given. Sex is bad, sex is bad. So they know they want the sex, but they've been told it's bad. So if it's forced upon them, then they're getting the sex that they wanted.
See, I feel like
without
I can kind
choosing
of,
it.
I feel like while if I say, like, I understand the rape fantasy thing, it makes people think that that's what I'm into. It's not. But while
good
I understand that, while I get that, women fantasizing about something like that, I don't personally have any, like, sexual... I mean, I can't say I have no sexual shame, because it probably goes really deep for most people. But I feel like that doesn't necessarily seem like it's linked to sexual shame for... Like, it doesn't seem... That doesn't, link in my mind, and it doesn't sound like
right.
a good answer to
well,
me.
Well, when you reread the first one and gave your explanation, my immediate thought was that, you know, I can't relate to that in any way.
I can't either.
I don't feel guilty about sex at all.
You don't have the hang-ups.
Right. So for me, the second one was more interesting because I can't relate to the first one. That's not relevant for me at all.
But do you think that there's something to it?
One.
Like the first one, do you think there's something to that?
I think it could be for women, but it's not something that I personally... Right.
Right.
Like,
you don't
I
have
don't,
the hang-ups, and you don't therefore have the fantasies.
Right. I don't have any rape fantasies at all,
yeah.
just so we're clear.
Right.
But I can understand the second one, maybe. I can understand how that could be possible. The first one makes no sense to me because I can't relate at all. But I think that makes
sense.
But could
sense you see how that first one could manifest?
For some women, yes.
Yeah. So interesting. I mean, I never could really understand the rape fantasy thing, and I think that gave two viable explanations for it.
I think that fantasies are just, they tend to be extreme,
mm-hmm.
right? So, like, you
and
know,
not realistic.
If you like to be, whatever, if it's like, you like something being ticklish, that's a stimulating thing for you, and your fantasies, you might fantasize about being tickled everywhere on your body or something, and
but in reality,
that would be terrible,
yeah.
right?
It could be, yeah. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's a little bit more to this piece here about female sexuality, the truth about it. We're going to spend more time on it because I think it's an important conversation. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can also add your thoughts into the discussion, should you wish, your experience. 855-450-FREE. Are we on the right track here? It's Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving.
And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.